This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. It is not surprising, but worth noting, that nearly 95% of American teens frequently access one or more social media platforms. But digital content addiction is not what inspired Amy Neville to form a foundation or join 62 families in a lawsuit targeting Snapchat. Amy and her husband blame parent company Snap Inc. for the death of their son 5 years ago. Alex Neville, 14, purchased a mood-altering drug via Snapchat. It contained traces of the synthetic opioid fentanyl, enough to kill him as he slept in June 2020. The lawsuit has cleared several legal challenges. Its parties allege Snapchat is a public nuisance responsible for fentanyl overdoses, deaths, poisonings, and injuries. Drug dealers use Snapchat's vanishing content feature to evade detection. Amy Neville has delivered hundreds of presentations warning parents to be vigilant about social media. Her son was not a rebellious teen. A motto he followed advised, "Do uncomfortable work." His mom adopted it. "Every day you have to live without your kid is hard, right?" Amy said. "But it would be harder to not do anything about it." I'm Steve Woodward, totally teed off.